హలో, నమస్తే, సలాం వాలేకుమ్, శాస్త్రీయ కాల్, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు అనదర్ సెషన్ విత్ యువర్ వాషఫ్ అట్ వారెవా డాట్ కామ్. టుడే వీ గోయింగ్ టు మేక్ అనదర్ పాపులర్ స్నాక్ ఇన్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఫాస్ట్ ఫుడ్ అవుట్లెట్ కాల్డ్ వెజీ పాప్స్. దీస్ వెజీ పాప్స్ ఆర్ సోల్డ్ యునో ప్రిటీ చీప్, బట్ దే మేక్ ఇట్ సో స్మాల్. ఎనీవే, ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు షో ఇట్ హౌ టు మేక్ దీస్ వెజీ పాప్స్. దీస్ మెథడ్ వాట్ ఐఎమ్ మేకింగ్ టుడే, they are made in factory kind of operation, but I'm going to show you how to make these at home. Preparation, we're going to add very little oil, not too much. Now for this preparation, I'm going to add a lot of vegetables. When you buy it in the fast food centers, they don't add so much of vegetables. Add some beans, carrot, you know, look at it, how finely I chopped. Green peas is also finely chopped. Cauliflower, you can add pretty much any vegetable you like. I'm also adding some corn. Basically, we're just going to saute it for a minute, add a pinch of salt. Now in this, you add your favorite herb of your choice. I'm adding oregano and thyme mixed. Add pepper powder and chopped spinach. You can also add any of the green vegetables you like. Wow. Cook it for a minute and add some hot water in this. Just half a cup of water. And in this, add semolina, that is suji, and mix it. You know, add some more water, the suji to be cooked and become like upma, you know, for half a cup of semolina, you need to add around 1 cup of water. Wow. And reduce the flame and put a lid on and let it cook on a slow flame for 3-4 minutes. By the time, this whole mixture will be like a nice dough, and we will be able to make little pops. This is cooked, just sprinkle a little bit of curry powder and let it cool down slightly. After 4 minutes, wow, look at this. This is nicely cooked. Just switch off the flame and out of the seasoned flour what you made, just sprinkle a little bit, and this will absorb any extra moisture that is there in this. And now, you know, we're going to mix this and make it like a dough. All these dumplings are all ready. Now we're going to make a seasoned flour. Just take all-purpose flour, just season it with some salt and add some breadcrumbs to it and mix this, and this is what we are going to use to coat our vegetable balls. Drop in these vegetable dumplings into this flour and just coat them. Now I'm going to show you a technique. What this is usually industrial make, but I'm just going to show you how to make this at home. Just put all of these into a mesh like this. Now we're going to immerse these in hot boiling water. One quick immersion, pull them out, and now again put it back in this same seasoned flour and just roll them. See, this way these dumplings get very nicely coated and they get slightly crispy. Now we're going to do the same method one more time. I'm going to put this back onto this mesh like thing, and one more time dip it in the hot water once, remove it and bring it back onto the plate and drop them again, and one more of this flour. After you drop them, just coat them one more time, and for one last time we're going to dip them in the hot water once again, and this time we're going to roll them only in breadcrumbs. Okay, see, now just coat all of them with breadcrumb, nicely coated, and drop it in hot oil, and we're going to fry till they are nice and golden. You know, a lot of you have asked me to show cheese balls without adding eggs. Now you have seen this recipe, very simple but fantastic recipe, isn't it? In this, when the mixture cools down, you grate some cheese into it and then make it into the balls, and rest of the procedure you follow, and you have the fantastic veggie cheese balls without egg. Dear friends, but make sure, if anybody asks you who showed the balls, tell them Washaf showed the balls, okay? Now let's go and try these. You know, look at these vegetable pops. I can guarantee you, no store-bought vegetable pops can be as tasty as this. Dear friends, but let's taste them. Wow. Nice. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know, the herbs, the flavor. Ha, ha, ha. You know, look at this. This is called vegetable pops, not those I don't want to talk bad about anything, but you know, make this, feed your kids, and then take them to those fast food outlets. They'll tell, "Mama, I'm never going to eat those because you make the excellent pops." Dear friends, I hope you enjoyed this awesome session of learning these balls, the veggie pops with your wash chef. But do not forget, Vareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes and cooking tips at vareva.com so others can benefit from your great cooking. The joke is on me enjoying the balls.